We're talking MMA this morning at Jarry Park, and it's a pleasure to be joined by Wasilla, Alaska's own Rob Yount. Rob made his UFC debut just a couple of weeks ago at UFC 81 Breaking Point, and while he did end up on the losing side of things, major props go out to him for taking a fight against Ricardo Almeida on such short notice. Rob, what's going on? Great to be talking with you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Okay, so like I said, a lot of people got to see your debut just a couple of weeks ago. Can you talk to me a bit about how that whole process went about? Because obviously Ricardo was supposed to be fighting Alan Belcher. He suffered an injury. You come in just a couple of days before and slide right in.
Yeah, it was quite the roller coaster ride. Actually, I was in Seattle training with a friend of mine on the Tiger Sharks when my manager called. I was in Vegas the weekend before and had to make weight as the number one alternate for the Ultimate Fighter for season 7. So it was a roller coaster ride for sure. You know, I was in Vegas, didn't make it on the show, went back to Seattle, started lifting weights again and training. And then Wednesday night, he called me and says, "Hey, what are you doing Saturday?" I said, I'm training. He says, "You want to fight?" I said, "Hell yeah."
So was that Joe Silva that called you up?
No, Ken Pavia from MMA Agents, my manager.
Absolutely. One of the best agents around. Okay, so you find out that
That
it's Wednesday, the show's on Saturday. Have you ever in your career taken a fight on such short notice?
Yeah, but that's in Alaska. That's a different story, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you know exactly my point. At that point, when you're mulling this over, is there any sort of doubt in your mind that, you know, this is your shot at the UFC, it's your debut, maybe I should say no so that you have enough time to prepare? Or is it kind of like, all right, well, they're giving me the nod here, I got to take what I can get?
Yeah, no, there was never any hesitation. Ken asked me, you know, he says, "What do you think about fighting on Saturday?" I said, "No problem." He goes, "Do you want to know who it's against?" I said, "It's 3 days' notice. It doesn't matter who it's against." I said, "I'll do it." He goes, "You sure?" I said, "Yeah, no problem." I mean, I know it's not ideal, but it's just who I am, you know. It's a fight. What's the worst thing that can happen, you know? So
that fight was fought at 185. When you found out, did you have to cut an extreme amount of weight, or were you in pretty good shape?
I like to cut. Actually, I like to walk around about 203, but in anticipation of the Ultimate Fighter and having to make weight 4 times in 6 weeks, I dieted all the way down in 193. So, you know, it's something that I regret now. I wasn't as strong or explosive as I should have been, but I had to do it because you can't cut weight 4 times in 6 weeks like that. So, you know, I wasn't who I would have liked to have been, but, you know, hindsight 2020, you got to try to make the show, you know, and then I'm not going to turn a fight down either. So I didn't do anything that I wouldn't do again, you know.
Right, right. And you mentioned that you were an alternate on the upcoming season of The Ultimate Fighter. Did you have some sort of UFC contract at the time, you know, before they called you to take this bout with Almeida? Or
no UFC contract at all. My medicals were done in Nevada. That's why I was able to take the fight on 3 days' notice, is why that, how that worked out. So,
all right, and how about now? Do you have a UFC contract with them?
I do, yeah. I've got 3 fights remaining. They gave me 4 fights. And, you know, I'm not sure when my next one would be. They were talking about possibly April or so, Ken was saying. I'm trying to put them off till June or so just because I want to get my weight back on. I want to get back to being the person that I like to be, and that's, you know, bigger and stronger and more explosive. So
as of right now, no word on when you'll be fighting next?
Nope, no word. I know Joe and Ken have talked a few times, you know, and Ken asked me, "What do you want to do?" And, you know, it's not because I lost. I don't mind that at all. It's pretty much I changed my body in anticipation of trying to make it on the show, and I need to get back to being healthy and heavier. And I don't mind cutting weight at all, so I'm trying to get my weight back on, but that takes time. So,
is there a specific guy in the middleweight division that you'd love to, you know, now that you'd have enough time to prepare and everything, to have that second bout against?
Ricardo? No, I'm kidding. No. You know, any of the young guys, I want to fight any of the big name young guys like myself, newcomers. I'm real new to the sport. I've only been involved 2 years, and I know I got a long ways to go. But you know, I got a lot of work to do or whatever. And I just want to fight somebody that's, you know, established, has already been there and want to fight in the UFC would be nice. But whoever they give me, I'll take, you know. I don't care if he's stand up guy, jiu-jitsu guy, wrestler. You know, I train everything, and I think I match up well with most guys. So, you know, that last fight didn't really show that, but.
Yeah, well, you know, you laugh about Ricardo, but, you know, where I'm sitting, would love to see that rematch just to see how you would do if you had enough time to prepare for him.
Yeah, but Yeah, but you got to earn it. The short notice is no excuse. You know, I made a mistake. The choke wasn't tight. I wouldn't have been able to pick him up if it was. But, you know, that's kind of my attitude, go big or go home. And I could hear my coach screaming, don't do it. And I figured I'd do it anyway. So the slam didn't pay off, you know. But my attitude's gotten me where I am. You know, I'm not scared of anybody. I'll fight anybody. I'd fight Dan Anderson tomorrow if they called me and asked me to. It's not like I'm scared, you know. But that attitude also has, you know, helped get me where I am. So I got a lot of work to do. I know that, you know, I appreciate Joe giving me the nod, and I'm going to make it worth his while. You know, he's going to see a different guy in the next fight. I'm going to be a lot bigger and a lot stronger and a lot more explosive. And, you know, I was a little shell shocked too. 3 days, I didn't have any time at all to, it hadn't even sank in, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the UFC brass appreciates the fact that you're willing to fight on such short notice. And now when you look back, this was your first loss of your career. You had, you know, prior unblemished record, 6-0.
Yep.
And now here you lose, you know, guillotine choke. It's a tough way to lose, obviously. How tough of a pill was that to swallow on the biggest stage of your life to lose against a guy who, you know, was out of the game for several years, but highly regarded when he was actively competing as one of the best?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I understand. I know how good his jits is. I didn't even know who Ricardo was, you know, when I had heard about the guy I'd be fighting. But in the 3 days leading up to it, everyone was talking about his jits. And the only thing that bothers me is that I didn't fight my fight. I went out there so worried about his jits that I tried fighting like Chuck Liddell, standing up and banging, you know, and getting out. And, you know, I honestly fight going forward, throwing twos and threes and sixes, going forward, working into a clinch. You know, I was a 2-time All-American in wrestling. And I got so caught up in trying to keep it standing that I wasn't even fighting my fight. You know, though I don't mind that I lost. I just wish I would have lost on my terms, and that's going forward, throwing down and working into a takedown, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, despite the fact that it was only a 68-second bout, I mean, tons of action packed, and you mentioned that sort of slam that you tried to pull off, very reminiscent. I don't know if you're a pro wrestling fan, but there's a guy by the name of Petey Williams that does a move like that called the Canadian Destroyer, which I never thought I would ever see in an MMA match. It made me cringe for a second for both of you, but give you props for trying to pull that off. Have you ever done anything like that, or is that sort of in the heat of the moment and you're just trying to get out of it any way you can?
No, the choke wasn't tight. If, you know, when I stood up, he didn't have his hips into it anymore or anything, and I honestly didn't think, I didn't mean to go all the way through. I didn't mean to basically do a front flip. I wanted to put him on the back of his neck and, you know, give the crowd their little ooh and then defend the choke and put him on the cage. And I did not mean to go all the way through, but I was trying to spike him off his neck and what happened. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of my attitude, you know, smasher. Just,
that UFC 81 card, you know, we're getting reports now of the buy rate, and it was an unbelievably successful show, and obviously that had something to do with the Brock Lesnar debut against Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a chance to watch that afterwards, or were you still kind of recovering from the bout?
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. You know, it's not that I'm against watching, it's just that it was so short that I can replay the whole entire fight through my whole, you know, I can replay the whole fight through my head, so... I can remember hearing my coach say, don't do it, put him on the cage, and I did it anyway. So, you know, I don't regret taking the fight on short notice, and the only thing I wish I would have done was fight my fight, but, you know, I'm going to get another chance, and the next time I go out there, you know, I'm not game planning for anybody. I don't care if the best jiu-jitsu guy in the world or the best stand-up guy, I'm going to fight my fight, you know.
And what about Brock Lesnar? Because you said, you know, the wrestling background and everything. Did you have any interest in checking out his UFC debut?
Yeah, we were actually doing our pictures at the same time. He's a great guy. I think it's good for the sport, you know. I think there's a little misconception how everybody thinks, you know, you got all the WWF guys there, and they're all great athletes, but, you know, there's a big difference between fighting and wrestling, even collegiate-style wrestling, and I think you've seen that night with Brock, you know. The guy's potential is unlimited, but, you know, jiu-jitsu is a huge part of our game. So I think it's great, though. It's good for the sport. He's definitely the best athlete in the world at heavyweight, and I think he's going to do big things if he focuses on that jits. But
you expect, you know, obviously he's very raw, but you expect, you know, there's some people would say, including myself, in a year from now, I wouldn't be surprised if Brock Lesnar is the number one contender or maybe even the heavyweight champ. Do you expect him to have that kind of success?
Yeah, I do. I do. He's an athlete. He's explosive. You know, the work ethic's there. He just needs time, you know. I don't think Mir was a good fight for the UFC to give him for his first fight, you know. I know what they were doing. I understand it's a business and they need big sales. And, you know, obviously as much as they're paying them, they can't give them a walkthrough fight, you know. But number one contender fight with one of the top level jiu-jitsu guys in the world, that's, you know, common sense tells you if he loses, it's going to be via submission, you know, and that's exactly what happened. So, but it'll be a good experience for him. I'm sure he's going back to the drawing table and probably focusing on his jits now. So.
Right, absolutely. Before we let you go, wanted to ask you, because, you know, now as the sport is growing more and more, we're seeing a lot of guys coming out of Alaska. You know, we just saw Doug Evans
yep.
make his debut recently.
Obviously
yourself. What's the scene? Because, you know, I'm in New York City. That's a long ways away from Alaska. What's the scene like over there? You've had all your fights prior to the UFC one at the Alaska Fighting Championships. If you can describe for a lot of our listeners who probably wouldn't guess that Alaska would be the sort of breeding ground for great MMA fighters, what's it like over there?
You know, per capita up here, we don't have a lot of guys, but the guys we do have are tough. You know, everybody up here, you just, maybe it's just how we were raised. I don't know. It was that way in wrestling, too. We always had a lot of athletes that did real well, you know. The show that we have up here, the Alaska Fighting Championship, it's owned by Sarah Johnson, and she runs a good show. It's very professional. She's not afraid to bring up guys. My last three guys were all out-of-staters. You know, it's a good show. She'll bring up anybody she can. You know, she's had, you know, top-level fight. Rich Franklin's fought up here. Jeremy Horn's fought up here. You know, there's been a lot of good guys. So she's not afraid to bring people up. And that's good for us, you know. I mean, it's good exposure. And it's a good show, though.
All right, now that you have this contract with the UFC, are you still allowed to compete for them, or is it an exclusive contract?
It's exclusive, yeah. Yeah, as much as I'd like to, just because my friends and family are here, it's not an option anymore.
Right.
And I'm fine with that. I know I belong in the UFC, and I'm going to prove that. You know, I maybe showed a tiny flash of it before I, you know, went for the big slam or whatever, but I'm where I need to be, and I'm where I'm going to stay. So.
Well, in just a few days, there's about that. I'm sure you'd be very interested in knowing the outcome. Obviously, it's the unification bout, Pride in UFC
yep.
middleweight titles. Dan Henderson, Anderson Silva, you're you know very much in the mix of that division. What's your take? What's your prediction on who's going to come out Saturday night?
There's nobody in the world that could walk through Anderson Silva. He's too technical and he's too unorthodox and gangly, but and just good, you know. But I'll tell you what, Dan Henderson is my favorite fighter, hands down, and I think the guy is going to smash him.
Really?
I think it's going to be a 5-round decision, and Hendo's going to win 4-1. So.
Wow.
That's what I think. I think he's going to be on top pounding a lot. I don't think he's going to get submitted, and I don't think he's going to dictate where the fight goes. He's going to dictate when it's on its feet, and he's going to dictate when it goes to the mat. And I see Dan on top pounding his way out. You know, I don't think he's going to stop him. I don't think he'll stop Anderson, but I do think he'll beat him via decision. I'm thinking 4-1 is my guess.
Wow. All right. So we'll have to hold you to that. Rob, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. And, you know, like I said, that was very commendable of you for taking the fight on such short notice, and we're expecting great things from you in your next bout and beyond. Thanks a lot, and hope to speak to you soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.